Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alaykum. I just want to say that I am a Christian and I'm the chairman of the deacon board. But we all one family. One family. I did serve for 30 years in law enforcement and I worked in a lot of different capacities. What I want to tell you now is what you're not going to hear from any chief of police, regardless of the jurisdiction they come from, because they are to give you the platitudes and the glory speech. But what I want to say is that there's some techniques, some strategies to get through those crisis moments. Now, some young people will say, hey, I want to fight. I'm ready to fight right now. I'm ready to do that right now. As a father, I didn't want my son to die. Way too precious. Each and every one of our children is way too precious to die out there on these streets for any situation. This is not the only approach. We need a multi-layered approach to deal with the situation. I just want to talk about one level, so don't get mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. What I want you to do is understand this from a strategic standpoint. My father used to say, is this the hill you want to die on? So we had an argument, an issue. How much are you invested in this issue? And generally, that wasn't what I wanted to argue about to the end. You find yourself stopped by any police, not just open police, any police, late at night, isolated, all alone. There are some strategic things you should incorporate. Just like you teach your children how to cross the street. Just like you teach them what to eat and not to eat. What is poison and what is not poison. There is some behavior strategies that need to be incorporated. This does not make you a punk. This does not make you less than a man. This makes you strategic. It makes you understand that I'm going to stay in control because my life is precious and my mother needs me. My father needs me. My children need me. Now, I know that even with these strategies, your life is still in peril. But you ought to be able to incorporate it as you see fit. But if you don't know it, you're at the hands of somebody else in total control. All right? Here's the strategy. If you stopped in the car, please, whatever you do, stay in the car. Put your hands up on the steering wheel or on the roof of the car so they can see. Stay there. Don't you get out. Stay in the car. Stay in the car. They're going to talk to you from a distance. You may not be able to hear them, but you just try your best. And then when they say, driver, get out of the car, that's what you ask. Stand in front of them. Hold your hands out like this. For some reason, I can't answer this. I'm an African American. But for some reason, some white officers get pissed off when you do this. Yeah. What does that mean? It shows everybody in the community that something is going on. So hold your hands out like this. Palms up. Alright? When they come and approach you, this is the discipline that you should have. Quietly. Look them in the eye. Doing this, turn away, for some reason, I don't know the reason, it heightens some white officers to think that there's something wrong with your veracity. You look down, you're not telling the truth. You look down, you got something to hide. So this is a strategy that lets them know that I'm a truth teller. What's your name? Reginald Wayne Lyons. Where are you going? I'm going home, sir. Can I just finish this, mom, and then we'll come back to the question? Where are you going, sir? That word, S-I-R, is so empowering. By saying, yes, sir, no, sir, it actually gives you the power. When we see these Muslim brothers use that kind of language, They look uniform, like they know what they're doing, and they're unafraid. There's no shame in what they're doing. They have nothing to hide. Yes, sir. No, sir. But this is not anything that's foreign to us. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was taught, yes, sir. No, sir. And it got me through those trials. Okay. Then when you say, I want you to look at where you are, the time of day, clock these things in your mind. Don't ask no officer, what's your badge number? The badge's number is right there. Get it. Look at it. Record it. Then say, sir, what am I being stopped for? Why? You look like you was weaving. You had a tail light out. You look like the guy who was looking for who just robbed the bank, who had on a beige walking suit and brown leather shoes. I understand, sir. But I just came from my mother's house, and I'm not that guy. Confident. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to be afraid of. Now, if you adopt that strategy, it will bode you extremely well. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody. I believe Oscar Grant's situation, he was 100% in compliance. He did what they asked him. He got off the train. He lined up against the wall. He sat down on his behind. He laid on his stomach. He put his hands behind his back. He was not handcuffed until after he was shot. Then he was shot. Then they put the handcuffs on. Oscar Grant was doing everything right. The one thing, for some reason, I don't understand it. They have to answer that. But if you're talking, look, man, I didn't do it. What you stop me for? What's that all about? Leave me alone, man. What are we doing? For some reason, that jacks them up. You have to be able to be disciplined, control your speech. I'm going to answer what I'm asked, and that's it. Now, if you do that, those are the techniques that can bode you extremely well in those crisis moments when you're out there by yourself and you've got two officers looking at you and you all alone and you're saying, Lord have mercy, what's going to happen to me out here? That's what I want to come and tell you. I think we can teach that to every young man. I think every mother, every single mother has to sit their son down and talk to him like this. Get across to them that they're not being female, or they're not being unmacho. They're being equipped on how to survive the inner city. Now, do white kids have to do that? No. Do white males have to do it? No. They don't. I don't care how liberal, not how radical you are. All you got to do is stand up and automatically be treated differently. That's the way it is. So until we get this thing changed, policies change, people change, until we get that done, then I want you to use your strategy. No disrespect to you and your family. You're not even an issue. I mean that in all sincerity. I see you in a little tension. I'm not even commenting on Mr. Grant. He was totally innocent. I'm saying, you put your life in the hands of some guy who's angry for some reason we don't know about, and then he responds because he thinks you did something wrong. Just like the football player in Dallas.
Yeah.
Just, what did he do? He get out the car and he said, look, I'm trying to get into the hospital. But because he didn't stop talking in the mind of that officer, he felt like something was wrong. He had his gun on. Now, the NFL player, Moats, somehow took control of the situation. He said, yes, sir. No, sir. And the cop calmed down. So, you may not want to do it. I think you should have that option in the back of your head and use it when you think it's necessary. Yes, sir.